This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Tim with Devin. I'm Tyrus, she's Tim, she's Devin.
All right, let's go.
Quickest intro ever.
So, we don't usually get into super politicky, but the politics doesn't even really matter.
Yeah.
Just as a dude. Like, he called up his girlfriend, Sadia.
Sadia.
And said, hey, look, I need you to cut off, you know, I need you to cut some of the home cooking, in this case, oil. I need more of your time. I need you to
I want to spend more time with you.
Yeah, I want weekends, you know? And Sadi said no.
Yeah, they just said no.
Nah. And we're good.
Nah, actually.
And they said, okay, well, can I just see you like we used to see you? And they said, I gotta go.
Yeah, that's what she did.
And like, hung up on him.
It's like a breakup where the girl's like, no, we can just be friends. And like, we can still have sex and you can see other people. And then he's like, I don't want to see you at all anymore. He was the last to know. Yeah, like, exactly. I already have a new boyfriend.
He thought his relationship was a lot stronger than it was.
Yeah.
And what he didn't realize is that his girlfriend's been talking to that new dude, China.
Yeah. Already got a new guy.
Behind his back, yeah. He was in the wings.
Right.
But she didn't want to break up. She was waiting for him. It's like she had her backup plan laid up. Like, she knew the guy. They've been talking as friends. You know what I'm saying? And she was like, well, I have a boyfriend, but if I didn't, you know, whatever.
Right.
And then she was just waiting for him to do something she didn't like so she could be justified in pursuing this new relationship within minutes of dumping him. So, like, you know, 5 days later when they're going down to the bodega and, like, he goes to the bodega to get, you know, some feel good, some ice cream and a beer because that's what guys do and they get their hearts broke a little bit, and he sees her there with him, and then he's calling her, saying, hey, we just broke up. Like,
I thought you didn't
want
a relationship.
Yeah, and she's like, I gotta go. Just a minute, John. I gotta go. And then hung up on him. Like, that, as a guy, I can tell you, like, when you lose the hand, and I call that the power, when you lose the hand as a guy, that's almost worse than her leaving you.
Because you can't, like, it's embarrassing.
Yes.
Right. And, like,
what are you going to tell your friends?
You can't really, like, move on in the same way because it doesn't free you. It, like, leaves you really.
And it mentally handicaps you.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, not handcuffs you, not handicap. That's a whole other.
Because you're going to carry that with you into your next interaction
with
someone. But also, she's going to drag it out. So.
Because she wants the best of both worlds.
But she's still, like, is still deciding whether she's going to get rid of you or not. So then you'll say things like, hey, I want to go out tomorrow night. Well, if you do, we're done.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, I guess I won't go out. Matter of fact, you need to tell your friend that you guys can't hang out anymore. Otherwise,
meanwhile,
I'm done.
The whole time, she's ready to.
She's already leaving.
Yeah.
But she's going to scorch. It's called the scorch earth place, where she ruins everything around you. Do you have nothing? Just to let you know she could.
Right.
And then leaves you.
And then that's when you know you don't have
to. I never told you not to hang out with your friends. I never told you chose to go. That doesn't guarantee I'm going to stay with you. You don't own me. But she owned your ass for the last 3 weeks,
right,
making you get rid of everything, like completely downsizing. And then you're just like trying to. And usually you did something to get there.
Right.
Sometimes
it's justified.
Yeah, you know. Well, no. I don't think it's justified to drag somebody along until something better comes along and treat them like shit. I don't think that's justified. I think if you're in a healthy space and you wrong me, if someone wrongs you, Kat, and you say, you know what, I've been wronged, the white glove slap in a sword duel is not going to get it done, so I'm going to leave you while I figure out my life. If I can forgive you, I'll give you a call. If I can't, I'm going to move on. But as of right now, I can't get past this betrayal, and I need to be out. Not this individual hurt me, so now I'm going to fuck with him for the next 3 weeks or months or years in some cases. until they decide to move on. So, you know, because here's the thing. When you have the hand, you can't abuse the hand. You know what I'm saying? Because a guy will be like, okay, fine. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And then after a while, he'll be like, his inner gorilla will wake up and be like, right. What the f*** are you doing? You just going to let her do this to you every day? And it's gradual. You know, and then she'll be like, you know what? You cook. You wash the dishes. You take out the trash and then go fill my car up with gas. And then you say, I'm not doing the dishes. And the gorilla grows a little stronger. You know what I'm saying? He's like, ugh, oh, yeah, say no. And then it gradually goes to, then he'll be like, I want a snack. Wakes you up out the bed. I want a snack. Go get me a drink and make me some eggs.
I mean, I'm not like that mean with it, but like I will, if I'm sitting on the couch, I'll say, you know, could you go get me a glass of water?
That's not what we're talking about. She's like, right. Listen, you know how you...
But it is if she comes back and goes, not cold enough.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Go get me some ice.
Yeah, we're talking about, like, women emotionally destroying men. She's like, well, you know, I'm kind of guilty because sometimes when I'm on the couch, I'll say, may I please have a glass of water? I'm a real bad bitch like that.
Yeah, you never know.
No, I know. That's not it.
I think asking, you know. Good. I was worried.
If that's the case, all my kids could file abuse charges against me.
You're describing it, and I was a little worried.
Like, call them from the other room and be like, will you get daddy your water?
Okay, good. Like, I just, you know, you were describing it. I didn't want to.
Yourself. Who loves you more?
I didn't want Stone listening to this and thinking that I'm, you know, some bad person. But okay.
No, but it's like if you pour it out in the seat he was sitting in and then tell him to sit in it.
Or if he has, like, three broken legs.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know why he has three, but okay.
It was such a tragic accident.
It was such a tragic accident that another leg got fused to his leg, and it can't be removed, but that one's also broken.
And it's also broken.
And you say, hey, can I have a glass of water? Then, yes.
And you kick his walker over. Crawl.
Exactly. All right. I was worried. Okay.
No, that's not asking. But if it's like excessive, like you wait for him to bring you water and then he sits down, you'd be like, can I get a bag of chips too, please? And then they go back and do that. And then he comes back down and you're like, could you hand me the remote? You know, then it's like,
all right, what the hell?
Like, what? Anything else?
When I say,
anything else? That's me saying, don't ask me for a fucking thing. Because it's right now. Like, anything else, you know, because it's always, whenever it happens to me, it's always when, like, fourth and one, 20 seconds on the clock. Can you get me a snack?
One moment.
I got to take an elevator and go get it for you.
One moment, please.
I'll get it, come back up. Oh, this isn't the right one. Anything else? You know, like, just tell me now.
Thank God for you can pause the game.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just extremely embarrassing. Like, this was his whole plan. Was like, I'm going to go in there.
Yeah.
I am going to say please.
Yeah.
I'm going to say
please. I said, he fist pounded. Let's go back.
That's true.
We're going to go in politics. He fist pounded with the Saudi.
I'm hip.
I'm cool. Tucka tucka. I'm cool. Right? And not as cool as you thought, Pops.
Yeah.
Not even a little bit. They cut it. After you said, you know, but it's been a bad week. Remember that I was talking about, I'm doing the members now. I watched too much South Park.
Yeah.
Member berries. They're real things. He solved the train strike. They rejected
it's back. With a vengeance.
Say he did not. So I would suggest everyone start buying a lot of water bottles.
No, yeah.
Like, and I would, don't be above baths and water bottles because you don't want to get that shit in your hair when the chlorine's gone.
I mean, it's like, what is going well?
Yeah.
For this guy right now. Like, what?
And it's not, here's the thing.
He's about to celebrate a birthday.
Tyrus and Temp, we are not red bone magas who, like, every time he breathes the air, they're like, oh my God, did you see the way he exhaled?
That is not a leader's exhale.
That is not
a presidential exhale.
He stole that exhale from somebody else. Lyndon Johnson breathed like that. Everything about this guy is fake. This is not that. We're not those people. there's enough of them.
Yeah.
In this very floor right now that would come in and get Dan Bongiorno in here. Like, just say one thing about, hey, did you hear what Biden did?
Just say Joe Biden.
Yeah.
he will go off.
I mean, off.
Right. That's not this podcast.
For at least 47 minutes with commercials. Sebastian Gorka, if you say anything to him with Biden, you're going to get and just go in on him. We're not. I didn't vote for him, but, you know, you try to be open-minded on stuff, but it's hard when you go to the gas pump and you're like, fucking Biden. Like, that has become, and then you go to the store to get some Wonder Bread and make a P&J, and it's $27.
$27 for Wonder Bread,
You know?
Gotta start making your own bread.
You go to a restaurant and you're like, wait a minute, what? What is this? You know?
Yeah.
So it's hard not to be mad at him right now because the woke stuff that he did is fucking with everybody. So it's not like he's like just screwed over fur seals in Alaska where
and you have to be mad at somebody. So
but you shouldn't. It's like if I wasn't saving my money right or something like that, I can be mad at myself or be like, you know what, I spent too much money this month. But when you get your electric bill and it's three times the amount, but you're not, you know, you don't even leave the TV on anymore.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Also, to be clear for, you know, in case this wasn't clear, people didn't realize this. It's not as if we had no other options for oil besides Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, that's like, true.
He also shut that shit down.
Yeah.
And bragged about it.
Yeah, and Venezuela was not what we're talking about.
He didn't just shut it down. Yeah. He was like, I shut it down.
First day in office.
I shut that down. Those pipeline, bye-bye pipeline. I'm the king of the climate.
Yeah.
And then... How's that working out? Like, a high school economics textbook could solve this.
Rant is coming.
He wants...
5, 4, 3.
He's like, you know what I'm going to do? Go. I'm going to lower the supply of oil. And then I'm also going to lower the prices. It's like, you lower the supply, the prices go up. It's like the first thing you learn when you learn what the word economics means. Like, that's the first thing you learn. So you're going to brag... And brag and brag. I shut it all down. You want all the credit for that, but you don't want the consequences.
Exactly. He's like, your buddy wants to get in the weed game with you, but has no idea everything you have is on a front. So it costs, I'm speculating, it costs $900 for a pound of Mexican red hair. And so you got to break that shit down because you got to sell it for more than what? $900. So if there's 12 ounces in the pound, then you got to sell at least each pound for around 200 or each ounce for about $200 and you make your money back and you make a little profit so you can re-up. And then if you break it down even more, nickels, dimes, etc. And you know, this guy wants to have a fire sale and sell it for $600 the whole pound. You're out of business and you owe drug dealers money.
He drastically reduced the supply of oil. And then he's like, why the fuck are the prices so high? He, you know, you greedy oil company. It's like, dude.
No.
Dude.
No. It's, yeah. No, I'm saying no in agreement.
Rewind the tape.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't top of mind, Kat.
Of course.
I'm sorry. I feel like this is what this is turning into.
Mm-hmm.
But top of mind was the dumbest shit I ever heard in my life. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Like, I'm wrong. Like, top of mind. That's what you came up with.
Yeah.
And if
you, he was looking for a dead person.
Yeah.
And
yeah, that's it. That's over. When I start looking for dead people in here, you guys need to pull the plug. It needs to be D&T.
Yeah.
T's got to go. Like, we'll sit him in the room still, but turn the mic off.
Yeah.
So I can just talk to my invisible friends and you guys like, you did good. You did good.
You won't want to miss what's next right after this.
Now, if I could get real with you for a second. Now, listen, when I turned 40... I started to notice a little decline in my aggressiveness in the gym and I started to feel the effects of aging and feeling a little inadequate. So Nugenix came along and gave me a free bottle and I tried it and I noticed results immediately. I just felt stronger, more confident. You started seeing results back in the gym. You got to try that Nugenix Total T. I swear by it. It is phenomenal. Nugenix Total T Testosterone Booster with Tesnor will help you turn back the clock and re-energize your life. Prove it to yourself. Try Nugenix Total T before you buy. There's nothing to lose and everything to gain. New energy, muscle, drive, and even more passion. Get your complimentary sample when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus, and that's T-Y. NUGYRUS. Now get your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total Tea when you text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus. Text now and get a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, the newest and most powerful fat incinerator ever, with key ingredients to help you lose fat fast and get lean fast. Absolutely free. Text 231-231 and enter keyword Tyrus. Text 231-231 and enter the keyword Tyrus.
Texting enrolls you into recurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply. Number one doctor recommended brand by primary care physicians based on an independent survey conducted by IQVIA 2022.
There's no job that you could qualify for.
Except president.
Except, right.
And senator.
Yeah, like.
And House member.
Yeah, like.
And you, Supreme Court.
You couldn't be a cashier?
No. Bus driver?
Mm-mm. Oh, hell no.
No. Couldn't have any job requiring reading a teleprompter.
I mean, being the president isn't supposed to be an easy job, but I guess it is really easy when you're him. And, like, you're so bad. Like, if you want to have an easy time being president, you just have to be really bad at it.
How did this happen? Oh, you know what? I feel like the pandemic's one of them, so it's Fauci's fault. Trump ran a horrible campaign. Yeah, that's right. I said it. He ran a horrible campaign. He got in a fist fight with a punch drunk fighter. Nobody wants to see that. Butterfield always talks about his deeds. He forgot about all the deeds he did and just got into like mudslinging with a guy who talks to dead people.
Yeah.
So that's never going to work. But what kills me about him is that he was a moderate his entire career. He was like he was almost a dick on crime. Three strikes, that's
not
his
almost,
baby.
Not almost. Like, he was the worst. Yeah. He was like the 1994 crime bill his, he was standing
front and center signing it.
Yeah.
Like proud of it. And then now he's like, "Oh, because he's affected. You can't have those rules because if your son goes to jail, you got to make
sure." He doesn't like the crack versus powder cocaine disparity. Once his own son gets addicted to the former.
And it's no secret that all of a sudden now drug offenses are being pardoned. Right. Gee, who do you think is going to benefit the most from that? But here's the problem though. The weed thing, I'm for it.
Me too.
You should not be in jail for buying or selling weed.
No.
I'm sorry.
I think dealers are it's weed.
It was here. We know the truth. We know why it was outlawed.
Yep.
The Native Americans grew it. They used it for clothes. And Whitey came in and couldn't grow that shit. And they had already bought tobacco seeds and cotton. So they were like, we're going to go with this here and we're going to illegalize that shit. I don't care how good it makes you feel. So in that aspect, but that's not a white thing. That's a conquer thing. Okay, when you take over a place, you change it. It's like when you get a new house, you don't keep the old owner's furniture.
Mm.
You throw all that shit out unless something's really cool. You keep a couple things you like, but everything else, goodwill.
You redecorate.
That's a conquer thing.
Absolutely.
That's what happens when you conquer. So it's not a woke thing. It's not like Kat and Devin, you guys are in huge trouble for making one of your ancestors, although I'm pretty sure Kat's ancestors were in Poland.
Mine were not here.
Yeah, so neither one of you were here. That kind of fucked up mine.
Was not here.
Mine were here, but we were on the working end
choice.
Of it. Yeah, so I feel like we're good.
You did not.
Probably would have benefited more working in weed fields.
Yes.
I would rather pick weed than cotton if I had a choice, you know? Like, excuse me, massa, it would be all right if we just grew a little weed over here just for our clothes and I can hemp a noose to kill you with it because you could use that for that. I mean, that's what was so great about it. So let's not get caught up into the drug, but it was a natural thing. And I would argue that I would rather be around someone smoking weed than drinking alcohol. Like real talk. I just would. Not too many people go on a blackout from weed. You know,
I smoked so much weed last night.
I fell asleep.
That I accidentally killed this hooker. It's not.
I got so high, I solved the problems in the Middle East, but then I forgot about it.
I don't know, but I woke up this morning and I forgot all about it.
Damn it, you know?
What are these scribblings on this piece of paper?
These etchings, if I only knew. But it just, like I said, he's just such a, and it's not just him. He is the worst administration ever.
Enabling.
They're terrible because they're getting their way. If he's talking to dead people, then he's doing that shit in meetings.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Mr. President, you said it was a good idea to
He was like, where is she?
Did I? I must have. Where is she?
He was like, Jackie, like, she should be here.
Got offended.
Dude, she died, bro.
Canceled her tribute.
She died, bro.
Because she didn't show up.
She's not here tribute on this off. Earth, bro.
How does she not show up for her own thing? She's dead, Mr. President. Yeah, she's dead late.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's dead wrong for not being here. Like,
that's the thing. Did anybody, and we still haven't solved this because we heard, oh, it was top of mind. Shut up.
No.
Either he forgot she was dead, or no one even bothered to ever tell him that she died because he wouldn't fucking remember it anyway.
Either way, she is the worst press secretary of all time. If Dana Perino is not defending you, because she will find the good in anyone.
She will.
Like, that's what's great about her. It is bad. It is unbelievably bad. And repeating yourself, it's like, sometimes I will say took instead of take. Mm-hmm. That's just me. And sometimes the hood comes out of me and I'll be like, oh, man, he just took that shit. Or, man, somebody tried to took it from me. And I will get, the word is take. And I'll be like, did you know what I meant?
Yeah. Did I convey
my point?
You still understood.
Did you get it?
Right.
Because it happened to me the other day. I said something and somebody wrote, you mean this? And I just wrote, you mean fuck you. Like, I don't have time for that shit. And then, you know, sorry, Georgie. No, I'm just kidding. It wasn't Georgie. But, like, I hate that. I absolutely hate that when somebody corrects you just to correct you when they know damn right well what you meant. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I hate when people, oh, God, when they say something to you and then they go, just saying.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
No, that's a reflection.
Fuck yourself.
That's a
Take
reflection
that
of them.
Just saying and shove it up your
that's
ass.
That's a bitch ass move.
Yeah.
And
just saying.
I don't have enough character to stand behind what I said, so I'm going to try to clean it up. It's like, having said that, you're really good at your job.
Just saying.
No. It's like a backhanded compliment.
Just
no, it's trying to, it's like, I'm going to tell, like, Kat, I think you don't wear enough makeup for this podcast right. that nobody
just
sees.
Saying.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah. Just saying.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, fuck you, because that's the good answer. Like, people like that, I don't think they have real problems or real shit going on in their day because I don't have time to correct anyone. I just get it. But, you know, even if they say something wrong, if they talk like fucking Yoda, I will let it go. Like, oh, you will find what you seek. Okay, I'll go look for it. I'm not going to be like, just saying, that's a weird way to talk. I don't have I think people have so much time on their hands. They watch on TV shows and then try to take it to work. Like, everybody watches Stewie on Family Guy and then they want to be the new Stewie at work.
Yeah. Or like Real Housewives. They want to start drama. And
also, if you want to be an asshole, just be an asshole.
Oh,
I don't like these emails that I get where it's like, you know, if someone's like, you're ugly, like, I'm like, what, cool, like, fine.
I'm so glad you
but
brought
it doesn't
up.
Matter.
So
but,
glad you brought
but,
up.
But the email that I hate is like the, hey, like, big fan, but you looked a lot better with the, like, the lighter hair, like, just saying.
Yeah.
It's like, just, okay.
So, last night.
Just be a dick. Call me an ugly bitch. I prefer that.
We were being attacked last night by a liberal group and some of their members. So, normally, I let the shit go.
In person?
No one's watching this piece of crap. Yeah. Bunch of conservative losers. So my new thing is to take a snapshot of their picture and say, speaking of loser. So I did it twice because one was like, no one's watching this conservative loser crap. And I was like, and this is the face of winning. And it's like, they see their little picture, like, it's horrible. So, and another one was like, I think it was something to the show, basically called us dumb fucks. And I was like, so that's what I wrote, speaking of dumb fucks. And I put his picture up and took a snapshot of his picture and just put it underneath his comment. None of them fired back.
Yeah, what did they
I found
say?
It better than, I was waiting for the, how could you do that? How could
I'm
you be so
saying.
Mean? How could you embarrass us like that? I just took what you said and gave
you credit
for it.
You put it on the internet.
So here's my pitch, Kat. Troll of the night. We take turns on Gutfeld. When the show ends, you and I will put a picture of the best troll. So it'll be like an award. And then on the show here, we will have the troll awards where we will give an award to the troll with the most, at least we can get.
Most creative, you know, comments.
We can get some use out of the waste of time that they try
it's unbelievable. Like, I don't know if anyone, if it's just me, or like, I'm just saying, like, this
I feel like people go after, well, I don't get it a lot. I think people go after you because they think, because of your, the comedian you portrays a very, like, self-deprecating, please mm-hmm. like me, but that's not who you are. That's
not
your
at
bit.
All.
So I think sometimes when they see that on TV, when you're like, are you mad at me? That's not really yeah. how Kat lives her life. That's her being comedy. I don't really hate my kids.
Right.
It's just comedy. So they see that and they think it's real. So they try to go at her. So she will say to them, why don't you like me? I'm so sorry. What can I do better? That's I think that's why it's always these same little ugly munchkin men who go at her. And I think it's like, I like her, or I'm attracted to her, or I like watching her every night, so I'm going to insult her so then she'll like me too.
Right. She might think I'm funny. And
I'll be
like,
funny.
Yeah.
Or what if she messages me and says, what do I – I'm so sorry that you I made you mad.
Right.
You know?
I'll dye my hair back ASAP. Don't worry.
Not immediately. Immediately. I don't even know how to spell
but
that.
But my thing is that if they're – saying those things to you like nobody watches this, how is that showing up on their timeline if
yeah,
they're not watching
also,
it?
You're so watching.
I will
like
say
you're clearly watching.
Overall, not just for me specifically, but just a general rule, I think the internet is a tougher place for anybody who's a woman. Like people
yeah,
are just meaner
I,
to women
just,
on the
I,
internet.
I think it's because I think a lot of it has to do with attraction. I think a lot, and I think there's more lonely men who are like dejected, you know, like they don't do anything to necessarily. And I hate grouping, but I notice it's kind of like the same type of dude. They want to be so relevant. They don't get much dating. They have to lie on the internet and girl, you know, like they're going out of their way for attention, and then they act out usually on people that they are attracted to or like to hear talk. They attack them, and I think it's more for women because it's like a certain. It's like it. It's not that mentally abusing someone can be just as bad as physically mm-hmm. abusing.
Totally.
Not like rape is horrible, but when you try to take someone's dignity, because that's basically it's physically taking away somebody's dignity for the benefit of yourself. Destroying somebody on social media mentally can be just mentally as damaging if you're able to get them or trigger them or constantly go at them when we see it. And I think they target women because women won't fight as much, or in their mind they're not going to show up at their front door, so and that's a mental thing. And other women, and this is the cold part, this is what bothers me, you don't see other women rallying to protect other women online.
No,
when you see someone, since we're talking about Kat, but like someone goes at Kat, Greg will fire off real quick. I'm always like, block them.
Yeah, I block them.
And yeah, and but you'll never see, and it's not, I'm not throwing shade, but you'll never see a group of peers coming out or other women who watch the show saying, who is this guy?
Yeah, that's
everybody blocked this guy. This guy's garbage because, oh, well, at least it's not, because I don't want
yeah,
it to be
I don't
me
want
too.
It, I don't
that's
want
and that's what I hate.
And this has happened to both of us too, yeah. where somebody says shit about me or about you to Greg. And it's like, do you think he's going to be like, you know what? I really also hate Tyrus and Kat, and that's why they're on my, that's why they're my like co-hosts.
Yeah.
Like, on the show every single night.
Yeah. Like, it's like, well, like, what are you doing? I just, ugh.
Time to take a pee break or get that last minute snack because you don't want to miss the chilling conclusion of Tyrus and Timp.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Here's the deal, and this is what I don't see happening with Kat. When someone goes at me on my timeline, the wolves come out. Like
people are like, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, I'm talking especially like the older women who watch me. They will go mama bird on them and go in on them. And I'll see, like, go back to Africa or some shit like that. It was hilarious. And then there was 37 replies. and it was just going in on him. And one was like, I'll have you know, he was born in Lynn, Massachusetts, and he has every right to be here. And da-da-da, why don't
you
go back to Africa?
Yeah,
like, but you see the support come out when they attack. And I'm appreciative of it, but I personally don't need it because when men are, it's not in our zone. We're not emotional like women are. Again, I'm grouping, I'm speaking. If you call me a name, I'm like, whatever. But if you challenge me to a fight at me, that's where I'm like, let's go. Women tend to be more emotional. It's just the way we're built. And so you get more of a reaction from a woman emotionally when you attack her verbally. Because I always would say, I know how to play on the road. Because I get booed on the road, right? And I would have, you know, be yelled at. And I just tune it out. I just don't. They're not a physical threat to me. I don't give a shit. You can't. What can you say to me that I haven't done? I don't care. So a lot of guys are kind of like that. And then other guys who verbally abuse in their lifetime and they get results. They bully their girlfriends. They bully their moms. They bully their sisters. They get results. They see someone like Kat who's doing a lot better than they are in life. So I'm going to bully her to make myself feel better. And that's why I think, and it's not just Kat, it doesn't matter who it is.
No, it's women with the confidence to put themselves
out there. Any woman that's doing well, that puts herself out there, they have to attack her. And that's more of their inability to be successful. That's more about, says more about them than her.
Absolutely.
But their hope is that emotionally it affects her to where that she'll break down or, you know, I'm going off Twitter because I can't, because they win.
Right.
Even when you engage, they win.
Also, the things I get attacked for, it's like, I seem like miserable because I'm not like smiley. Like, I'm not a smiley person.
They're
like,
attaching you.
No one's ever like, Tyrus doesn't smile. Because, like, it's like.
And I rarely do.
Yeah, and like, it's just so fucking annoying. It's just so like, and they don't see it.
I think a lot of it, and you probably don't want to hear this, but. Even Devin, same thing to you. You guys become fantasies. I'm sorry, but you become fantasies for the guys who listen to the show and watch the show. And when you don't, the fantasy and reality are two different things.
Mm-hmm.
So they watch you on TV and they expect you to be a certain way. Because I'll get, whenever I meet people, and it's always like, it's always a creepy guy will come up to me and we'll talk and it'll always be the same thing. Kat, she's hot, right? You know, and I'm like,
what? You're like, no, she's smart and she's funny.
I was like, what are you talking about, man?
She's a good friend. And
yeah, I work with her. What do you mean? You know, or like, oh, so what's up with Devin? What's up with Devin? And I'm like, I don't know, like what? What do you want to be up?
Yeah, like,
you know, like, you think she's going to holler at you?
She's at home with her husband.
You're like, what do you think? Like, no one comes up to you guys and be like, yo, what's up with Tyrus, man? Is he down or what? Just don't talk to guys that way.
No.
Like, they just care about what they see. And then when, she just said something. She's a libertarian. She's not a Republican. She's a libertarian and is not going to bend or wave. Oh, I'm mad at her, so I got to tell her what's wrong with her. You know, you don't smile enough. Then you're watching the show for the wrong reasons. There's plenty of outlets of smiling. You can go on Instagram and see all the fake smiles, fake butts, and fake boobs you want.
Yeah.
And they don't have opinions. But I will go back to, I feel like when women are attacked, other women should rally. Because that's how you stop it. Because he just goes. He'll go from her to Emily to you to whomever, like, go, 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 go. You know, and like, and I have to deal with it at home because I live with a fighter. When you go at Ingrid, it's game f-ing on. She wants to go after you, your whole family, and fight. And I'll be like, why are you wasting your time? They already won. Once you interact with them, you're
That's
at their
dinner
table.
That's why I try not to. Right. I used to. I try to not even read it because when I do, it kind of brings me down
because
a little
bit. And then you wasted your time.
Yep.
They're never going to apologize.
No.
But now you're their screenshot. They're sending every one of their friends.
Right, because they got a rise
because they
out
got,
of you.
But they got you to their dinner table.
I don't even like reading your comments on your posts, like when you guys post stuff. Because again, it's like, why even bother? Why even see what, you know?
I go back and forth a lot with thinking about cutting off comments. Because although for every 50 comments I get, there'll be like one like completely off the wall, like stupid one. And
I get a lot of Bitcoin spam on
my I just accidentally just clicked an email from someone who was like, please stop showing your butt on the show. Yeah. Your skirt was so short, I saw your butt.
I'm what?
Like, okay, I'm pretty sure that never happened.
That did not happen.
You got a better chance seeing Butterfield's butt.
I gotta tell you something about that. My butt, I come out there with my actual butt out.
Yeah.
They're not gonna keep rolling the cameras.
It's cut tape, cat,
and
you need
I
a,
won't
you need
work
a
with her anymore
sweater.
Because she's completely
like it simply
everything
does
she
not
stood
look
for.
Good.
The black box is now irrelevant.
Yeah.
You've completely sold out. Like that's you know when Tim's just sold it. When we get butt pics on Instagram,
we need to be very concerned.
It needs to be an intervention. Like, what happened? What's going on at home? Like,
yeah, that did not happen.
Yeah, you got a better shot at Cammy butt salon
right.
than the Temp butt pic. You know, I think they say that guys are so predictable. They
was
say
that a woman?
Oh, that was a woman.
No, it was a woman that said that.
Oh, well.
Yeah, but then it's like if I wear pants, then that's a fucking problem. Yeah. It's like it's everybody's
but
a fucking problem.
Like, how closely are you watching?
And it's also like, okay, Betty. Her name's Betty. Oh.
And how much?
Hey,
does,
Betty, come on. Why don't you come
like
on and
that's
do
a
my
fake
job?
Account by a guy.
Do my job.
I feel like this
come
guy
do
a fake
my job.
That's another thing too. That's what bothers me about social media. And I know the libertarian's about to go nuts, but I feel like it should be federalized because you should have to produce an ID to have a social media account because that way, yes, you
can
be
verify
monitored,
who you
but
are.
Verifying, you would eliminate so much catfishing. You would eliminate pedophiles pretending to be people they're not to attract young kids. Kids would have to have parent permission to be on, you know, and that you would know exactly that this is a 14-year-old that's messaging you. And vice versa, the 14 would know that it's a 56-year-old man. What I just saw on TV the other day, and it's back, is now people are taking it upon themselves, and this is never a good thing because it's going to end up bad, where a man's pretending to be he's 14, and this time it was a preacher at a church that showed up with a bag of Cheetos, box of condoms, and I think it was whiskey, and he showed up at the mall to meet him. And they surrounded him, and the two guys are like, "Where do you think you're going, bro?" And like, and of course, the pedophile's panicking because he doesn't know what to do. The camera's on him. Like, we're not going to call the cops. We're not going to call the cops. So, what are you going to do then? We're just going to let everyone know not to.
Yeah.
And then, how long does this go before you end up putting? And I'm not justifying that he shouldn't get his ass whipped because he should. But at the same time, that's not how it works. Once you beat him up, what he was going to do is irrelevant. You just assaulted him. So, you know, but that just it just goes. That's why I feel like it should be just like a driver's license. You should have to have a social media license because, one, you want to protect free speech 1000%. But I also want to know where it's coming from. And if you get on and a lot of those accounts that go at Kat, because a lot of them that go at me are fake.
Yeah, bots.
Totally.
And I think the heartbreaking thing is like if we knew who it was a lot of times, you'd be really upset. Because it's usually people that know you or work around you that are frustrated or whatever, and they have the
I'm really
account.
Betty.
Yeah, like
I'm Betty.
Could you imagine?
I send that
she's
email.
Also Project Blonde.
Yeah, she probably is.
Because the name
is.
Project Blonde feels made up.
Yeah, well, I'm just everyone. I have a lot of burner accounts.
Well, while you're sitting on the couch and asking for water, what she didn't tell us is she's on her laptop.
Yeah,
trolling everyone.
I've got a couple of tabs open. You sending know. Emails to people telling them their skirts are too short or I didn't like your backwards hat that day.
Yeah. Oh, what was it? Someone said to me, you know, you need to take off your hat and show us who you really are. Do you think the extra 4 inches of my skull is going to change?
I really don't think I've ever seen you without a hat. So that is who you really are.
Yeah. I mean, I took it off for a second last night, but. Yeah, if you see me in a wrestling show, I don't wear a hat in the ring. You know, it's a little rough.
Yeah.
A little tough, but.
Okay, I've seen it then. But in real life, I've never seen it.
I was at my
hat.
I'm at work. It's like my uniform. It's like a tie, you know? But we started this tirade because Biden's f***ing up. And,
yeah.
And it just leads to like when you get. This is what happens when you're going, when you're dealing with bad stuff. It like just spreads across the board.
Like, you find more to complain
it's
about.
It's just more and more and more. The good news is, you know, regardless of the 6 trolls we're talking about today, our numbers continue to grow. Like, it was like 251. Like, we're starting to etch up on that 3 number for a late night show on cable TV, on cable news for that matter, which is unbelievable.
Yeah,
you know,
it's amazing.
And unfortunately, I really wish the powers that be would just pay the damn sponsor bill so we can get in on the Emmys. I really want to walk that aisle and get booed. I really want to go up there and just be like, I know what you cheer for. Your boos build my self-esteem. You know, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. You're cool. I'm out. You know?
See ya.
I just feel like we need that. And then I'm seeing like Harris Faulkner today. I was watching her on the show and she just ate somebody up, but it was like real journalism. Like asking tough questions. That's Emmy stuff. Bill Hemmer, he's doing Emmy stuff. Him and Dan, they're doing Emmy stuff. Like, we need to get back in the game. And I know they'll say, well, why? Because sometimes you got to play their game to make a point. And if you're willing to play, if we're willing to go over there and get snubbed, which we will get snubbed, but the point is saying that we're in your house and you have to acknowledge us. Because
every other late night show is nominated except ours. Yeah. Every single one.
Yeah,
and they're all
none
doing
of them,
horrible.
No, they're doing good. We're doing phenomenal. But none of them acknowledge us. One of them, like I love and respect Bill Maher, the show, because I feel like he's the godfather of all this. I feel like he started all of this with the comedy stuff in politics or whatever. But when I hear the person say, never heard of Gutfeld, I just want to say, fuck you. Okay? You wouldn't be in entertainment. You wouldn't be to the level that you reached if you weren't competitive, if you didn't know everything that was going on, you know, if you, like, 1,000%. But to say that, it's funny how everyone talks about being sophisticated, but it's like the same old techniques is what people use, just different. They used to not acknowledge black entertainers or black athletes or black, he just didn't exist. You didn't talk about them. So now they use it to not acknowledge someone who has a difference of opinion or a different show than theirs. Even though the show is kicking their ass unbelievably, they won't acknowledge it. Or in the Emmys, none of them wanted the Emmy because they would have to deal with the criticism of, but you're not number one. So they gave it to the lowest viewed show, which was John Oliver. So we made the Emmys a participation award, which says a lot about us, but it says more about them. They would rather just – and no, John Oliver's a funny guy, but he picked a side because when his show first started, I enjoyed it. It was funny, mm-hmm. and he talked about stuff – like he took chances, and he talked about some other stuff, but then he just went – you know, the Trump shit, and just went all in.
Broke a lot of people.
Yeah. That's a great
really
point, Kat.
It broke a lot of people. Like, their brain, like, they couldn't see anything. Like, nothing else in the world was going on except, I fucking hate this guy.
Yeah, and that was their show for 40 minutes.
Yeah.
In his case, 20. So, it feels good, but do you really want, like, our legacy is we ruined the Emmy for late night comedy? Because that's kind of what we did.
Yeah.
That sucks. But that's instead of just acknowledging, hey, sometimes you got to tip. It's literally like you lose the Super Bowl and you just pretend like the game didn't happen. And if that's the role model, if that's the level being set by successful people, what the hell do you expect from people who are not successful, who are not doing well when they have to deal with something different or getting beat straight up fair? You know, you're on HBO. Like, no one should beat you. But I mean, he's like, I think he does like 800,000. It's not even like, it's not even in the top five, I don't think. But it's not, that's irrelevant. But we talk about the negative stuff. So the positive stuff is sometimes you do so well that people just, they just won't give out the award anymore. So I guess that's.
Well, the theme of today is it says more about you than it does about me.
There you go. Speaking of which, and I'm assuming we have to acknowledge the fact that someone's has a cold.
Yeah.
So we're expecting some sick days?
No.
You're going to fight through this one?
I'm going to fight through.
If I get sick, I'm going to be fucking pissed. I'm not blamed.
I'm all good. I think I'm okay. It's just a stuffy nose, you know?
Yep. So no sick days next week?
No. I just took a bunch of time off, so I can't.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you went to...
I was in Italy, yeah.
I saw one of the pictures from your hotel villa or whatever where you're out overlooking the city.
I was in three different cities, so I was all over the place.
What was the best thing you ate?
The best thing that I had was tagliatelle calamari. So good.
Squid or octopus?
It's octopus.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. No, over there it's octopus. Yeah. Over here it's, squid. Squid, yeah. I think.
I think so.
I hope.
But it's that was really good.
And the funnest place?
Florence. Florence was the best.
That's where the Venice.
That's the only place we went. So
yeah,
great.
No, Florence. I went to Rome, Florence, and Venice, and I loved Florence. I could have spent. That's where Tuscany is and mm-hmm. everything. So
I wrestled through there.
It's amazing. Venice was okay. I would.
Did you do the boat in the water?
We didn't do the gondola, but we did a boat tour on like a motorboat.
Yeah, what was the place and. Saint-Tropez was probably the cool. It was like the beaches were cool.
Yeah,
and I was probably the one place in Europe that I was like, this is cool.
Yeah, no, it was a great
in a crazy hotel room where no one really had a room.
Oh,
it was a hostel.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And my room was red, painted all red with red lights. And I remember sitting up at 3 a.m. going, "I'm going to kill somebody if I don't get out of this room." So I walked out, and everybody was just in the lobby.
Yeah.
Because the room was just weird. I said, does anyone have a green or blue room, preferably? Because this red room, I can't do it. Like, I'm staring at the mirror going, red rum. Like, it's just crazy. But, well, what did we learn today besides the fact that there was a bunch of dicks on social media, and mostly probably dudes?
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I learned that Devin's got she's flooded with pathogens. I need to get out of here because it's keeping me out.
And Stone lives a life of servitude.
Yeah.
It's just water, though, right?
Yeah, usually.
Oh, boy. There we go. Well, we don't have time for that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. For more podcasts like this, just like this, mm-hmm. you can catch us at foxnewspodcast.com.
I'm Catherine Timpf.
I'm just Tyrus. And Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. In these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.